what I was going to say is one of the interesting things. I was not going to mention it because you know what I said, and I know what you said, and we both know what Rabbi Spinner said. But it's interesting that the way that the Rambam is going to word Shemaya to hear does not have to do with the sense of hearing. It has the sense of incorporating and acting.
Right. I understand. Right, that's for sure. Okay, we are in the Gemara of Tesamid Beis, and we are up to the Gemara Hanicha, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I believe the ninth line, beginning of the line. We just answered how Ksherim made Nadav of Kabbalah. They used to take the animal to the door of the Azara by children, and they donated it right there so they could make the carbon with no takala right away. The Ran points out, by the way, that they didn't bring it into the Azara because that is chulum b'Azara. So they used to leave it outside at the door of the Azara. It says, but it says, "Hey, maybe shuhulug, maybe shuhulug la Azara, Dr. Ran la b'Azara mamish, because you're not allowed to bring chulum into the Azara." Which is a machloikus rishayim and Baba Basra that we just ran through by Dav, we went through by Dav, which is that the Rashbam Shita is, you're not allowed to bring chulin into the Azara. Taisvus argues and says you're allowed to bring chulin into the Azara as long as you don't do anything with it that resembles an Avaida, like Tnufa and Hagosha, but to bring it in, you can. Interestingly enough, and I'll take 2 minutes for this, Taisvus brings proofs. One of his proofs is, if you're not allowed to bring chulin to Azara, how can a Yisrael walk into the Azara? Since he can't do Avaida, he's chulin. And therefore, he's not allowed into Azara. That's what Taisa says. So as a Raya, you can bring chulin to Azara. It's an interesting comparison that Taisa makes between items that are chulin and a person that's chulin vis-a-vis Avaida. That's what Taisa says. I'm just pointing out that Taisa said that. An interesting point. But Taisus also brings rise from Gemara's to Rashbam, just out of them, so I'm not getting involved with that. So what the Ran says here is like the sheet of the Rashbam, that you're not allowed to bring an item of chulin into the Azara at all. Mashenkin Taisus' the sheet is, there's nothing wrong in bringing it in unless you do something that resembles an Avaida. Yes?
I must be wrong, but I thought that the Israel were restricted to a very...
in the Azara.
So I misinterpreted that as saying, oh, luckily it's not the Azara. So
no, that is the Azara.
Okay.
Once you pass Shar Niknar, which is the end of Ezra's Nashim, you walk into the Azara. You're right. They're restricted to a sliver of that Azara. But it's the Azara. Okay, so I'm taking my right turn.
Let's say you hold Hazmanah's Milsahi, okay? And you're taking it in, well, you weren't Makdash it yet, you're Mazman.
Pashtus, it has no properties of Hekdesh yet. There is a Gemara that seems not that way in Nazir. I'm sorry. It's a Gemara. I saw it in Yishalmi. It's Yishalmi that, Mishnah that's Mashma not that way. The Mishnah says that when you bake bread to bring Lachmei Toida, you're not Chayiv and Chala. Even because it's Hegdish. But you weren't Magdish it yet. The Teretz is, the Mefarshim say, since you're planning to be Magdish it, for Hilchas Chala it's considered like Hegdish. Which is a big Kiddush. But that's how the Mefarshim learn it. So if you learn that way, you have a point that there's such a thing called Hazmana. But Pashtus, there's no such thing. Nothing in my right. Hanicha, the David the Karbanas. That helps us with Karbanas. The David the Naziris, Mayik Lamemar. What are you going to say? But Nadava of Naziris. And for the Gemara, how do you have Naziris but Nadava? Right? How do you make sure that you don't violate Naziris? The whole purpose of Ksherim is to make it bulletproof, so to speak. Safe proof that you won't violate it because we show him take chances. Right? But we're saying we don't want to make Nadarim because it's dangerous. That's what Meir said. But Nadava is okay. That means Nadava is a way you avoid the problem of takala. How do you avoid the problem of takala by Naziris? By Kurbanus, we've given you a way to avoid the problem. Don't donate it till you're right there. But Naziris is a 30-day span. How by being Nadava is it any different than being a Neder? And for the Gemara. Savalak Shimon HaTzadik. If you want what Nadava by Naziris is, learn like Shimon HaTzadik. I'm not sure what it means, Savalak, but it means look to the story of Shimon HaTzadik and you'll figure out what Nadava of Naziris is. The Tanya. Amr Shimon HaTzadik. Miyamai lo yachalti asham nazir tamei. I never ate an asham from a nazir tamei. A nazir who becomes tamei, mace, has to, his naziris is null and void so far. He has to start all over again. First, he has to wait 7 days, become tar from tumas mace, then bring 3 karbanas on the day, on the 8th day, then he starts his naziris over again. Shimon HaTzadik never ate, he was the kain gadol, he never ate from that asham. The ayla that was brought, what 3 did he bring? A chatas oiv, an ayla, and a asham. Now, he didn't eat the chatas either. It just mentions asham, but he never ate asham. Asham is an animal, chatas is a bird. El echad, only one. Why? Which one did he ever eat? Pamachas, bo ech adam echad nazir min adarim. A person came who was a nazir, he came from the south. Reisiv, and I saw, shu yifei anayim, he's a very handsome man. V'tayv rai, good looking. V'kutsayisav, tzuduras lai tatalim. I don't know how he translates the word tzuduras, but it means his hair was beautiful locks. And he hadn't obviously cut it down, because on day 7, he has to cut it down. He obviously came before he cut it off, because if he came after he cut it off, Shimon HaTzadik wouldn't see any locks. So obviously he came, day 7 of his Naziris, he was going to do the haircut, then he was going to bring the Karbanos and start again. So Amarti Loi, so I said to him, why did you decide to cut off your hair? Why did you become a Nazir? A Nazir has to cut off his hair at the end of 30 days. You have such beautiful hair, a handsome person. What are you cutting off your hair for? Why did you do this? Why did you cut off your hair, zehana, which is pleasurable for you? That's what I think the words mean. Amalei, so he answered me. Raya yisi la'ababisi. I was a shepherd to my father in my city. Halachti l'malos ma'im min ha'mayin. I went to fill up water from the well. V'nistakalti b'vavushali. And I looked at my reflection in the water. U'pachas alai yitzri. So my yetzer jumped. U'bikish l'tadeni min ha'ilam. And he wanted to ruin me. He wanted me to do averus. You're such a handsome man. You know what you can do? As a handsome man. That's what he wanted me to do. On my delights, I told my Yetzirah, Russia, why are you being haughty in a world that doesn't belong to you? A fleeting world that man doesn't control. In a person like me that's going to end up being worms. What do you want from me? I swear, I will cut you off for shame shemayim. I will become a nazir. I will get my hair off so to show you that I am not going to follow your ways. Miyad, amati neshakti v'arashai. Dr. Shimon HaTzadik, I kissed him. Amati loy, b'ni, k'moicha yirbu nazir naziris v'yisrael. That's the way people should be mekabel naziris. That's nedava. When it's done with such a desire to serve Hashem, to defeat the Yetzer Hara, the intention makes it nedava. That there's no difference in the chance of takala, except the guy who does it begrudgingly and not with these kavanas has a bigger chance of being nichshal, because he's not as into it with all the right proper kavanas. This person, even though he became tamei, it must have been totally by accident. A person who does naziris in this way, it's almost guaranteed that he won't have a mitzvah. Not 100% guaranteed, but his way he became a nazir says this man is going to do it right. And therefore, that's called the medav of naziris that tzaddik can make. Again, not foolproof, because I said this person did become tamei, but it was by yaynes. A person that does it and without these proper kavanos might be lax in his keeping it and put himself in a position where he'll violate naziris. This person will never put himself in that position. If it happened, it happened by us. So he kissed him and he said, "Gibaycha yirbu naizvin nazirus bistrol." Alecha kasevaymer ishki yafli linda ned the nazir la'azir l'Hashem. You're the one that's becoming a nazir totally for the sake of the Rabbi Nishloim.
Rabbi. Rabbi, what is an example of someone who's doing it without the proper kavanah, as opposed to this? I mean, I'm trying to understand the personality type.
I can think of some examples. A person that has trouble going on, and he's looking for a schos. So he'll become a nazir, but he does it because he feels he has to. He doesn't feel necessarily, and 10 days later or 15 days later, maybe the tzara will be gone, and he won't be as into it, because he didn't do it with that same, what word am I looking for, desire to serve Hashem. He did it because he saw it as a reaction. Or
maybe somebody trying to draw attention to themselves?
Maybe. That could be another reason. There could be other reasons why, but it's not the same L'shem Shemayim as this person who did it for what purpose? So he could show the Yetzirah, you don't boss me around. I would do something that's totally contrary to what you want me to do.
But I would say,
so Avraham Kohen is going to ask, he could have just cut his hair off without becoming a Nazir. Heaven says, he drove a point home. I don't enjoy Olam Hazeh for Olam Hazeh's sake. And Nazir shows that by the fact, no wine, no haircut. I am not going to fall for you pulling me into this world. And a haircut wouldn't do the same job as that Nazir does. That's what I think is the answer.
And also, Rosh Sota Bekuwa, you should do this, right?
Right.
Hashem is saying, "Do you saw this? This is, if Hashem is telling you this is the way to do it, you don't need to start a story looking at a guy in the water."
Again, let's try one more time. I hear you loud and clear. It does say, "Arayi Sota Bekuwa Yazir Atzim Minayayin." However, that person who does that is not happy that he's a Nazir.
I should.
Sometimes you're told you have to do things. Doesn't mean you're happy. I mean, unfortunately, we're not talking about people like you that are holding on a Matai Madrega. But there's some people that get up early for Shlichus. They're not happy they're there at 5:30 in the morning. Not exciting for them. They know they have to do it. And then you have people like you can get up and jump up. Baruch Hashem, I have the chance to say slichas this morning. I can dive into the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Mole simcha. That's a big difference. The same act is being done. They're both saying slichas. You know, intention. Hashem says to say slichas. And those two people are both complying. One is complying, and one has a capital C. Again, the Mishnah said, "Can advise some nader b'nazir b'karban." That means the Mishnah is telling me there's a concept of nedava by naziris. Now, our problem was Rav Meir doesn't want you making nedarim because he's afraid you won't keep them. So why by nedava? And the Mishnah is like Rav Meir. We said that means we're saying that even Rav Meir, who holds you shouldn't make nedarim, agrees you can make nedava. Our problem is, how does nedava save Rav Meir's concern? He was concerned that a person won't keep his neder. How does nedava alleviate that concern? So by carbon, we came up with a practical thing that alleviates that he won't do it, he won't transgress it. By nazir, it's a 30-day process. How does nedava stop that 30-day process of maybe he might not keep the nazirus properly? Which is what Rav Meir is worried about, which is why he doesn't like the Dorum of Naziris, because he doesn't want people to put themselves in a position where they can transgress it over a period of 30 days.
We talked about the carbon and bringing the carbon, and didn't he tell him about how can delay become like
there's that? No delay, because he's bringing, he's not, he didn't make it a carbon yet.
No, but by Nazir, he says I'll be a Nazir, but doesn't really take it on.
Again. Rav Meir is concerned, when Rav Meir says, Say Vachalaitidar, he's not only talking about carbon. He's saying, don't put yourself in a position that you might violate it. It's better not to be obligated than to be obligated and not keep it.
Another is A, delaying it, and B, not.
There's no delaying it. We went through this in Davos.
That's what I'm saying.
Again, we're not worried about delaying it. Because the guy is becoming a Nazir right away. He makes it better to be a Nazir right now. The concern is not delay by Nazir. The concern is a 30-day process.
Well,
They can't. We had a whole sugya on Gimel Amud Beis. I have about Tachav and Nazirus. But that's not what Rameir is worried about. He says, don't become a Nazir. He doesn't say, don't promise me a Nazir later. He says, don't become a Nazir. It's not worth it. You're better off not becoming one. You're putting yourself in a position that you might violate it. Not a good idea. Unless you're right inside the Bukakula, you have no other options. Or Rebbeinu Shem told you to become one. But here, our question is, how is there a Nedava that alleviates that concern? And the Gemara's answer is, if it's done like the person that did it by Shimon HaTzadik, then you don't have to worry. Because chances of him violating it are minuscule. Unfortunately, accident happened.
If you act beautifully, you can't really do it then.
It means to give you an example of a person who does it all l'shem shemayim. It might be a person who's struggling with alcohol. It might be a person that's unfortunately too indulgent to this world. And he's trying to tell his Yetzirah, bug off. You're right. The case was that the guy, his hair was what made him have that Yetzirah. His handsomeness, his beautiful hair. There might be other reasons that people are pulled away from Avodas Hashem. And Nazir is a reaction to that. You want to pull me into this indulgence? I will pull away from indulgence.
That's the correct thing.
Yeah, under those circumstances, it's the correct thing to do. Not advisable with Manazah. Because you can't get out of the series with Manazah.
It's
kind of
there in that case. It's still there.
Again, if it's necessary, it's not an Avera. We'll talk about Avera later on. At this point, we're not dealing with the Avera of Dr. Rush. Shagalchus l'shamayim, shakabal alay nazirus v'tia taglachti l'shem shamayim. Alech ha-makra ishti afli v'ksiv kadosh hiya, what they call the nazir kadosh. Ki yaitza b'cha, it's your type of people, ha-kasiv kare ha-kasiv kadosh. Shimon HaTzadik said, you're the one the Torah meant when it said kadosh. Zog to Gemara, maskev lo Rav Mani. So Rav Mani has a question on the story. The answer we gave is clear. Rav Mani has a question on the story of Shimon HaTzadik. Ma'ishna azim nazir tamei d'le'echol d'asi al-chait. Kol Hashem is nami le'echol d'al-chait asim. Why doesn't he want to eat an Hashem nazir tamei? Because the person put himself in a position where he can violate it, and he did. So I don't want to have a share of that carbon. I don't want to get involved with sinner's carbon. Okay, every sinner brings korbanos, and it doesn't say Shimon HaTzadik never ate from a chatos or an asham. Now the Gemara says asham. Taisus says, Midrash says, for sure chatos. Chatos is considered more for sin than asham. They're both for sin, but it's different levels. And for the Gemara, Amalei Reb Yaina, Hainu Taima, I'll explain to you, it's not that Shimon HaTzadik was averse to eating korbanos that are brought on sin. The Rebbeinu Shem said to bring a korban on a sin. It has kedushas haguf. It's a mitzvah to eat. Why would Shimon HaTzadik withhold eating something that's a mitzvah to eat? I'll tell you why he didn't eat asham nazir tameh. Because shentayin nazirim. So what happens is, when they're worried about their punishments, the Rabbi Shah says, they become nazirim. They make a kabbalah to hope Hashem will take away their punishment. And then what happens is they become a Nazir for 30 days. And then at day 20 they become Tamei. And they have to start all over again. And they say to themselves, what did I get myself into? This is a 50-day Nazirus. Because they had 20 days before, they're all canceled, start again. So what happens is, Mitzchartim to them, they regret that they became a Nazir. And when they regret it, it's not a real Hataras Nadarim, because Hataras Nadarim has to be done by a Bezin. But Shimon HaTzadik said, then this carbon is not what I want. The carbon brought begrudgingly. The carbon brought because the person made himself a Nazir, what he wanted to, but then regretted it. I don't want to eat from carbon of people who regret that they put themselves in the position of bringing the carbon. And the Mishraim speak out, it's not Hulun Lazara. He's a Nazir. But it's like Hulun. To Shimon HaTzadik, it smelled of chulul azara. It's somebody bringing a carbon about something that he'd rather not been, rather not be there. So any nazir might regret it on day 25 that he put himself in this position. So the Gemara, nazir tara vai, because amude amid nafshi the yochel lindar. The nazir tar knew he was getting into 30 days, and he figured I could handle 30 days. The nazir tama just got extended. It's the extension that makes him an atzadik worried that the guy doesn't mean it. But this person had no regrets. This person came. Had no regrets, he became a nazir. That's an adaba. Rush, Dr. Rush. Mishum Asi Achet, Ugnayu the Adam Choshev. In the Hamamina, the Gemara thought it is not becoming for a Choshev, a person, Lechol Dove Shakara Vachet. He doesn't want to get involved in a sin. Kala Shamas Nami, Koshkin Chatos. Mishum Dairi Vash and Akhil Hashamas. Since the story was with Nacham, we mentioned Hashamas. Shein Tayin, Nivhalin Apronasam. They get frightened from their punishment. The Tyler Nice of Abedesayim, and these are from Yidden, they say, uh-oh, I sinned. But Maharim Tshuva believe them, and they want to do Tshuva, and they feel Nazir is a shortcut, the Nidrin. The Nimtzu Mevi'in Chulu Lazara, Zach the Rush, Lav Davka Chulu Bazara, Da Nedre the Neker B'charata, regretting doesn't remove the Neder. Ha'edei Chah Hatar Sacham, Elik Ein Chulu Bazara, similar. Who are the Nami Glavi, Ogo Karbala Shevi, Akash Shabana Nazir Estara? Zucked the rush, for this person, Shimon HaTzadik didn't eat the end of his Naziris either. Because this person brought Kabbalas now, then he would have to bring Kabbalas 30 days later. This person was regretting it. So Shimon HaTzadik didn't eat his Kabbalas now, and didn't eat his Kabbalas later. The Kivin should discharid b'tumasai, since while he was Tama he regretted it, Havikilu Nekar Nidrai. Shimon HaTzadik viewed it as if the Neder is not there. The Av Kabbalas Seif Naziris, him Kechulam Bazara. The Nakat Asham the Psikile. He picked Asham because that's a definite thing. Cliche Nazir Torah may be Asham. How was that, Mike? A Nazir Torah never brings an Asham. So therefore he said, Nazir Torah depends. He probably didn't regret it. This Nazir Tomei will become a Nazir Torah and he's under regret. So he wouldn't eat his Nazir Torah either. Cliche Abazet, Shrey Tzadi Gomer. This person from the south who was a Tzadi Gomer. He was sure that he would not regret. He did not regret it because this person was so l'shem shemayim that he wouldn't regret it as an extender.
They won't know until they become another
Tohar. I didn't know this. I don't understand your question.
Do we know, or do they even know if they are another Tohar or another Tomei
until
they become Tomei?
No, they don't know. And they don't regret it till they become Tameh. They made the thing. Rav Chana Lutzman, this person needs a Yeshua. He says, Rabbeinu Shlomo, I got the message. I'm going to do tshuva, and I'm going to become a Nazir. 30 days. And then all of a sudden, the Naziris gets extended. So this person says to himself, this is not what I signed up for.
He finds out that he was a Nazir.
Well, that's when he becomes Tameh. He can't be a Nazir Tameh before he's a Nazir Tameh. A person who makes it realizes it's a 30-day thing. He won't regret it. This, a regular person, Nazir, doesn't regret it. He knew what he was signing up for. This person became a Nazir Tameh, didn't think he was going to become Tameh during the 30 days.
What if he bring
at the end of
30 days, a regular Nazir
Tameh? Three Kabbalahs.
Those
on a regular Nazir. A Nazir Tameh who becomes a Nazir Tar. That he wouldn't eat.
Interesting what Rav Moshe said, because a person takes on, okay, you know what, I can do it. Oh, 30 days is nothing. It's not even, it's less than 40 days.
It also is less than 32 days, yes, go ahead.
And then after 20 days, you know what, this is harder than I thought.
Doctor, that's what the Rishayim is speaking out to you. The Gemara is speaking out to you. That people know what they're getting into.
Until you do it, it's very...
The people that don't understand, didn't realize what they're getting into, that's the people that you regret it. We always tell people, say, believe that or don't get yourself locked into something. That's what we tell people. Make a kapala before Rosh Hashanah. Say, believe that or I'm going to try. I'll do my best. Don't put yourself in a position. because when Hanukkah time rolls around, you might not be up to keeping that Kabbalah. So this first Gemara said that our Mishnah is like a mayor who differentiates between Neder and Nedava. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said making a Neder and paying it is better. So L'chayri is not like our Mishnah, who didn't like Nedarim and said, Rishoy make Nedarim. The Gemara now changes his mind. Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Nedava. Rabbi Yehuda meant Nedava. He didn't mean make a Neder. He said Nedava is good to pay. When he said, Toiv Asher Tidar, Toiv Mizeh Mizeh Noidr Mishalim, he didn't mean Noidr Mishalim. He meant Noidr Mishalim. But Neder like Amar. In fact, the Gemara, that's not what he said. But Tani Taiv Mizem is a Neider Mekayim. His words are Neider Mekayim. And now you're saying he doesn't mean Neider Mekayim. Zok the Gemara Tani Neider Mekayim. Zok the Rosh on the Amid Beis. Tani Neider. The Avagav the Bekroak Sif Tidar said Asher Tidar Shalem. The Dovah Nami Kari Tidar. The lab orach the koal the main tindos. In verb form, the pasuk uses neder, but it means nedava. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that it's better to make nedavas than not to make anything. But they look at me. According to this teretz, Rameir doesn't like nedavas either. Doesn't want anything. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that likes nedavas. In the first teretz, Rameir didn't like nedarim, but liked nedavas, and Rabbi Yehuda liked nedarim if you pay him up. So our Mishnah was Rameir. Second Tarant to say no. Rameir doesn't like the Dharma, he doesn't like the Davas. Rabbi Yehuda says the Davas are good. But he never met the Dharma. It's two terutzim on how to learn our Mishnah. Our Mishnah differentiates Neder from the Dava. Which Tana is it? First Tarant says, it's Rameir, because Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a Shetidr Shalem. The best thing is to make the Dharma. He can't be the Mishnah. Therefore, it's Rameir. Either Rameir said, don't make Nedarim, don't make Nedarim, but you can make Nedavas. And what are Nedavas? We spent at Amud telling you what Nedavas are. Now the Gemara is saying, no, Rameir holds don't make anything. Stay away from the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean make Nedarim. He meant make Nedavas. Zok the Gemara, Maishnah Noida Deloy Dum Asibay Takala, the same questions as we asked before. Why are you worried about the Dharma that you might violate it? The Dharma Nami Dimasabali Takala. Now, we could give the same answers we gave before. Ditto. But the Gemara brings from Yehuda himself, who sets up the Dharma. Hey, look at Nami, the Gemara's question now, why aren't you worried about the Dharma? The Gemara could have said, see Amid Beis, but we got through, why the Dharma is not a concern? But the Gemara says, another answer, because Rabbi Yehuda himself addressed the issue. So why bring in Hillel? Why bring in Shimon HaTzadik? I have Rabbi Yehuda himself talking. How does he talk? Rabbi Yehuda L'tamei, the Amar, Adam may be kivsasir l'azara. He says it himself. A person should bring his sheep into the azara. U'magdisha, the Saimach Allah b'shechta. He said, but he holds it. He said it himself. That you can do in the Dava of Kabbalah without a fear takala. It's the same answer as before. But Rabbi Yehuda said it himself. I don't have to bring Hillel. I can just say Rabbi Yehuda himself said it. That a person should bring his animal to the Azara and donate it right there and then do Smicha and Shrita. Bring it right away. Again, before we quoted Hillel, now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda himself, who encourages Nadava, gave you the solution himself.
The same answer.
I said, again, is it borrowing from Hillel, or is it Rabbi Yehuda himself addressing the issue? It's a big difference.
Why?
I want to know, because if Rabbi Yehuda is saying something, it makes sense that he dealt with the issue himself, instead of saying, us figure out that he meant what Hillel said. You're right, there's no difference. The Gemara could have said ditto. But here we have Rabbi Yehuda himself addressing it. There's no rush. Zok the Gemara Tinach Nedava the Kabbalah. Nedava the Nedirus Mayekul Meimah. And again, the Gemara could have given the same answer as before. But again, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda himself. Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei. Now listen to this. The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Chassidim Rishonim, the pious people who lived in earlier generations. Hay Mis'avim L'Havi Karb L'Chatas. They can bring an Ayla, they can bring a Shlamim, they can bring a Taida, they can give a Karban a Bachar. They can do, bring a lot of Karbanas. And according to one Mali Amar, they can bring an Asham Tali B'choyayim. Chatas is beyond. They can't bring a Chatas unless they sinned, and nobody wants to sin B'shagig. So how did they get to bring a Chatas? And they felt unfulfilled because they didn't bring a Chatas. So what did they do? So what they used to do, they never do halavera krisas b'shagig. So they never bring a chatas. I'm the masnad and naziris l'makam. They became nazirim for one purpose, so they should be able to bring a carbon chatas at the end. Today, she is chayav carbon chatas l'makam. So this is a nedava. The only reason they're becoming nazirim is so they can bring a carbon chatas. Totally the same shemayim. Therefore, that's the nedava of naziris. Again, we could have brought Shimon HaTzadik's story, but Rabbi Yehuda himself said there's a way to do Naziris as a Nadava. Yes.
To do that once a year?
Didn't say. Now, you can add whatever you want. You know, again, there's a room in the margin. You can write whatever you want. And the Gemara just said they did it one time in a lifetime. They wanted to bring a Chatas. Now, I don't have a pshat. Why would they want to bring a chatas if Hashem said it's only for sin? Meaning, why do they feel unfulfilled without bringing a chatas? It's not like the Torah wants a chatas. The Torah prescribes the chatas. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying they felt they needed a chatas. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer the question. I can speculate, but I didn't see anybody address it. But to me, that yes, yes.
Anyone that's progressive, it seems the obvious, unless there's a flaw in my reasoning, which is eminently possible, helping them. In that there is no completion to the unless you change the rules there about smelling substance. Also, very famous statement that a tzaddik does not stand where all shuvah stands. According to the
Kotzker, this is a good explanation. Again. We'll try it again. Chatas is a prescription.
I agree.
Again, hold on, let me finish. Chatas Nazir is not Chalbana, and it's not Baal Tshuva. So those analogies are not true to Chatas Nazir. It's just the bringing of something called the Chatas.
You don't reach the highest level unless you have a bounce back from the lowest level.
Okay, again, if you're happy, I'm happy. I'm in for you. I myself am not happy. Weiter. Don't think about Weiter. Reb Shimon Aimer, like Nadru Benazir. They never did that. Not desired. Ella, writes to love the island. It's not the maybe. Shlomim, it's not the maybe. Tides of Abba, mean it lachman. It's not the maybe. I would be a zero, so it's not do. Why? Because the Nazir is called the Chayte. Why do something that has properties of sin to it? B'chata shenel ala nefesh. Why would he do that? So he says they didn't do that. Shenema v'chipa ala b'chata ala nefesh. So here you have Rabbi Yehuda himself that sets up in the dove of Nadiris. Again, could have gone back to Shimon HaTzadik's story. He gave you a different story. People that want to bring a chata. Zak Tarash, one little rush, I'm Isavim Lavi Chatas, Shli Karban Neder Mehem. There should be no carbon that's withheld from them. By the way, a woman has an easier time. She's a lettuce, she brings a Chatas. So here she doesn't have to look for Aitzes. Right? So if you have a woman that wants to bring every type of carbon, she's fine. It's the men that have a problem because there's no lettuce for them. So therefore, they become the Zerim. That's their only way, according to Yehuda. Okay. Zok the Gemara writer. I'm Rabbi. Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon, Reb Lazar HaKapur, Kulum Shita Achasein, the Nazir Chayte Havei. They all agree that there are elements of sin in becoming a Nazir. I use the word elements because the Torah gives two names to a Nazir, Chayte and Kaddish, which seem to be not working together. So here is where it becomes very thing. There is an element of chet, and there's an element of kedusha. If you do it, you're doing some little chet, but you're also becoming a kaddish. The question is, this is where desire, reason, all those things play. How much kaddish, how much chet. To Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a chet when you do it for the right reason. It's only a chet if you do it for the wrong reason. You're a kaddish if you do it for the right reason. To Reb Shimon, there's an element of chet in withholding from wine and things. Removing oneself from Eilam Hazeh is not what the Rabbi Nishan wants. He wants you to live in Eilam Hazeh and sanctify it. Removing oneself is second best. It might be necessary at times, but it's not the desired what Hashem wants. Hashem wants people to live in this world and sanctify it. The Nazir, obviously, even if he does great intentions, he can't live in this world, and therefore does it for a great reason. So, is he a chayte? Is he a little chayte? Now, Shimon HaTzadik felt that person wasn't a chayte at all, even though he did it to remove himself from Eilam Hazeh. But a regular Nazir has an element of chayte. And these three Tanoim all say it in their own words. Shimon HaTzadik, Hada Amra. Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon Hada Amra. We quoted Shimon HaTzadik, who considered a regular Asher Nazir Tameh as having some element of chet, because the guy's regretting, because he's regretting it's like Chulun Bazara, so therefore it's like chet. Reb Shimon said, we don't want Tzadikim to become Nazirim, because the Torah says, Asher Chotah LaNefesh. Zogt Rash, Shimon HaTzadik, Hod Amarim, the Kamar Alecha Mekoy Ishkiyafli, Mash Medavki Gezer Oilin Zer Nazirus. The Torah wants people like you to become an Azir. I will call them light. The Torah doesn't want everybody to become an Azir. And Reb Shimon says it clearly. Where does he say it? The Tanya Reb Blazer HaKaper Berebi Omer. The Chibur Allah Mashachot Ola Nefesh says that Kapara, Nazir Tameh, who brings his Korbanos, Hashem will forgive him that he sinned Ola Nefesh. Chibayz HaNefesh Chotazer. What kind of nefesh did this person sin in? What did he do? He became a tamei by mistake. What is the chot al nefesh? He was chaytet his own nefesh because he pained himself from not drinking wine. So Reb Elazar HaKaper makes a kal v'chomer. Ma zesh lo tzir atzmem min hayayin nikra chaytet? The Torah doesn't want you to inflict pain upon yourself. Somebody who fasts is called the chaytay. Now again, here the Rishonim say it becomes a scale. If one needs to withdraw from Eilam Hazeh, then it outweighs the chayt, saying, for you, do this chayt, because you got to withdraw from Eilam Hazeh, given where this person is holding. But at the same time, a person that doesn't need to withdraw from Eilam Hazeh should not be inflicting on himself pain, because the Rabbi Nishan doesn't want a person to inflict on himself pain. That's what the that pain that's not prescribed by the Torah. Stop. So therefore, that's what should affect the Gemara by Dain Krov and Nazir Tamek Siv. Doesn't say by any Nazir. Achim Parola Mashachat Al HaNefesh is written by Nazir Tamek. Who says it applies to every Nazir? So the Gemara Mishum Deshana Bechet. This person is double Bechet because A, he inflicted himself, and B, he ended up doing Tumah. So that's why the Torah writes it there. But the Torah wouldn't write it just for the Tumah because it was against his will. But once he inflicted himself by withholding from this world, then the Torah writes, and by the way, look what happened to him. He ended up doing a second Chet. But what the Torah says, Chotal HaNefesh, the Torah means he sinned to his own nefesh. Zok the Rosh, the Shara Bechetu, Pamim Nitzdar, twice. That's meaning, A, he has to extend his Naziris. Inami Shara Bechet, Betzar Ubetumah. Yes, doctor. You have your hands up?
Yes, I mean, it's interesting, the discussion we've been having for at least half a dozen now. The idea of whether it's a chet or not, I remember the only chenek I know by number, which is Samak Tes, where he talks about
difference between an itzer and an inish, and that you don't do a chet no matter what the reason, because it's a chet, you're not supposed to do it. Yet here we see, I don't recall in 69, I need to look in.
I remember correctly, Rabbi Shishkin, correct me. There's a Taisus in Tainus that talks about the Kaddish and the Chayte. Here's a Taisus. I thought it was in Tainus, but I might be wrong.
I don't know if it's the Ramban that answers it. Not there is actually a Kaddish, but when he finishes the Zeris, he's even on
a Taisus
level, and now he's going back down to
be
a regular person. That's why
it's called a Kaddish. That's not what the Gemara seems to say here. And there's a Taisus.
You go down a level.
This is why
but the Taisus, I thought it was in Tainus, but it might be in Nazir. I'm not sure. Weighs the Kaddish and the Chayte. Something tells me it's in Nazir. Or in Tainus, yes.
What does a Nazir do for Kiddush?
Yeah. According to some Rishonim.
Yeah, no, but is that on both days?
No.
Night and day?
Day he can make it on snaps.
During,
actually not.
During
Krishna Torah? He can make it on Coke, yes. They don't have that either, I know. What?
During Krishna Torah, if you know the cures?
I have no idea we're doing cures in there. There are no kiddush clubs left anymore. It's over. It's a different day. We're a generation that learns from Sechta Sador.
Nazir always becomes
Tumei? No.
So,
he
twice.
The Nazir who became Tumei ended up twice in Kret.
Because one of the Tumei.
That's the second one. The first one was the fact that he became a Nazir.
But he doesn't necessarily become twice.
No. Dr. Mishnevite. We're going to mention now different kinuyim. Kinuyim are words that are not the regular expression of kind of carbon alai kikurzeh, that this bread should be to me like a carbon. It's words in different, well, what they are we'll see in the Gemara, expressions that mean neder. And these are called the kinuyim. They're not yodais because they're a total expression, but they're not the expression in Lashon Kodesh. No, because the Medrash says that you should fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. So this gets involved in this whole thing. There's some people that fast a lot.
Right.
And the answer is they feel they need it for tshuva. So at that point, that's why I said there's a Taisus that talks about this.
See, people. Like,
yeah, but fortunately for them, they're more worried about sin than I am. These holy people that fast are saying they did sins. They're worried about their sins. They live in a world that a sin is the most terrible thing you can do. And, like the Gra once made a cheshbon, at least that's the legend, that over the year, he bottled 8 minutes. To the Gra, that he bottled 8 minutes, bothered him more than a lot of other Averis bother other people. And those people fast.
The Chinese people are also considered enemy?
Yes. But that's prescribed. That's the kind of Inu that's not called Chasal HaNefesh. It's fine. It's a great idea to do a Chinese people. But again, one has to be shaykel, can he keep it or not?
Hard.
Yeah. Not hard?
That was okay. I just wanted him to hear.
I think kind of theme was very hard. Yeah. Forget kind of Zibor. I know one person that doesn't speak Dvarim B'Talim in the base Medrash. Only speaks Tyra Dominic. So I watch him, and it's very hard. Because people come over and ask him all kinds of things, and he says, let's go outside. He doesn't speak Brahmatel, but he's managed to be a beautiful Madrega. but it's very difficult. That's only not speaking in the Beis Medrash. Imagine the guy that didn't speak it all day. People come over and say, "What are you going to New York?" Mm.
I met someone.
Yeah, Rabbi Saul Klonka did that too. Needs a lot of explanation. Hare'elu kinuyim lishvua, and we'll continue our mentorship time.